The Pittsfield Public Schools Curriculum Subcommittee has been meeting with district and community partners to address the city's troubling teen pregnancy rate by expanding and strengthening programs both in and out of school. According to the most complete data released by the State Department of Public Health, in 2009, the state teen birth rate was around 19 births per 1,000 young women aged 15 to 19. In Berkshire County, that rate was just over 27, with Pittsfield's rate doubled at about 55. Revised data from 2010 does not include a county rate, but shows the state rate dropped to 17.1 and Pittsfield's teen birth rate dropped to 34, on par with the national average. That rate, however, is still double the state average, and Pittsfield's is 11th highest in the state. Anne Marie Carpenter is the unit leader of school psychiatrists at Pittsfield Public Schools and is serving as an advisor to the curriculum subcommittee. Carpenter said that currently the school district provides two separate comprehensive sex education curriculums to students, one for 8th graders and the other for 9th and 10th graders.
But over time, what we have found, particularly at the middle school level, that because of other competing demands, that not as many of our 8th grade students are receiving health class, and that is where we had been delivering that. So one of the most important things about providing a prevention curriculum is doing that in a universal way. And by universal, I mean that everyone is exposed to that dose of prevention.
Carpenter said that the 8th grade sex education program is in need of more financial support to help purchase workbooks and other materials to support the curriculum. In meetings with the subcommittee and other stakeholders, she's advocated for expanding age-appropriate programs to other grades.
Right now, we don't have any programming at the 11th and 12th grade level and in the lower middle school level, so that would be our next priority. And then eventually, trying to think of how do we build the sort of the building blocks at the elementary level as well. Obviously, you're going to do a different kind of intervention depending on what level of development of the student that we're talking about. But the hope would be to, over time, really create a vision for what that can look like.
The Berkshire United Way is also involved in the discussions. President and CEO Chris Hazard said that the United Way can help the subcommittee by gathering information on evidence-tested sex education curriculums.
From the United Way perspective, our role can be to gather those curriculums together to allow the school district, not only Pittsfield, all throughout the county, to look at these comprehensively to see if they have some interest.
Hazard said the United Way is also providing funding to several community organizations to work with teens, including the Railroad Street Youth Project in Great Barrington and the Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center in Pittsfield and others, to train staff to introduce teen pregnancy awareness components into their programs.
Part of their contract is that they will go through this 3-day training in September to become certified sex educators. A week later, they'll go through a training on a specific curriculum to be offered to parents on how parents can talk to their kids.
Patricia Quinn, executive director of the Massachusetts Alliance on Teen Pregnancy, said that while the state has guidelines on health education that includes comprehensive sex ed, it's up to the districts to decide how to implement those programs. She said that her organization is advocating for a bill currently in legislative committee known as the Healthy Use Act.
It's not a mandate that requires schools to do sex ed, but it does say if you're going to do it, it needs to be this comprehensive approach that helps young people consider the value of delaying sexual activity, but also teaches them how to protect themselves from unplanned pregnancy and STDs if they do choose to be sexually active. That is pending, and there was a hearing earlier in the spring, and we are just awaiting what we hope will be a favorable report on that out of the Education Committee, and we'd like to see it move.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.